Rapidly expanding approach is UK-based and dates just from the mid-1990s. The eMotion audio series can complement your human-givens therapy, but can also be used as part of a standalone self-help program. I am Andrew Richardson and a director of the London Human-Givens Centre. In this download, you will learn of the common causes of all addictions, be it illegal drugs, gambling, or sex, and even obsessive behaviors and dependencies, such as unhealthy relationships, which have the same psychological impulses. And of course, the consequences too, which broadly speaking have the effect of maintaining and at times strengthening the addiction. And you will see that there is a path out of the addiction and a return to emotional health and balance. And in this download, you will see this path clearly and how to travel along that path and so free yourself. Please ensure that when listening to the rest of this download, that you are not operating machinery or driving or engaging in any other activity which requires your concentration. Consider a baby cuckoo in a foreign nest. The baby cuckoo begins its life there as an egg, a bit different from the others, but harmless and inert. And then the egg hatches, and very quickly the young cuckoo chick begins to pull its weight and disposes of the other eggs or chicks, those that have the right to be there. And the cuckoo grows bigger and bigger, fed by the incessant activity of the cuckoo chick's surrogate parents. And as their activity grows and grows and the chick grows and grows, well, in time there is nothing else. That chick has taken over everything and left nothing. No space and no time, no anything. And that is how an addiction works. At the beginning it is fairly small and there are other parts to your life. But as the addiction grows, if it does, then it begins to take over. And this can reach the stage that a large part of one's time is spent thinking about it, preparing for it, and indulging it. And of course, if the addictive activity is illegal, and or expensive, and or shameful, then some of that time is spent in concealment, which hints at why an addiction can take over. Concealment separates you from people who can meet your essential needs appropriately for connection and intimacy and shared experiences. And so that addiction, just like the cuckoo, is taking over and pushing out from the nest something that is actually much more important. And then, when this happens, it can become really scary, of course, even to contemplate letting the addiction go. Because what else will you have? The scariness, as well as the compulsion to prepare and indulge and feed the addiction, shows that crude emotion is in control. And these emotions are overriding your intelligent, rational, and far-seeing brain, which knows that there is a better way for you and that the addiction is doing far more damage than good. There are much better ways to live and to begin to live. And so you forget that from small beginnings, massive changes and progress towards a balanced life is not just possible, but inevitable. And the secret to addiction busting? It is to change the emotion and emotional triggers, and not even to pretend that your rational brain or your will alone can do it on its own. All that emotion of barely understood fears and compulsions is the working of your unconscious. And your unconscious is very powerful, and often this is for your benefit, to allow you to breathe and to digest, and to walk, and to talk, and to feel and understand the world instinctively and intuitively. But these unconscious emotions are at times locking you into a trance state, where your focus is fixed and narrow and powerful, and from where the addiction holds strong sway.